from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is that time here, and last night was a big one.
It's the final countdown.
We get a Phillies win, we get a Braves loss, and it chops that magic number. Hugh Douglas, we are down to 23. The Phillies'
23.
Magic number to clinch the NL East is 23. Their magic number to clinch a playoff spot is now down to 19.
What do we do when they clinch? I mean, not the playoff spot, but when the
division?
East. Yeah. Get a T-shirt.
You want a T-shirt? I'm trying to win a World Series. I don't know if I want
but
an
I'm just
LA's
saying,
T-shirt.
This is the first time we've done it in a while.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, it is. How do you think their celebration's going to be? Because they've celebrated.
Baseball celebrates every
little
advancement.
Step.
Yes.
But we haven't seen them celebrate a division because celebrated.
They haven't won the division. I think they deserve to celebrate.
No, and that's what
long
I'm saying.
Season,
no
yeah.
disrespect. Wasn't trying to be like that's the only thing that you want.
Unbelievable.
But baseball, they celebrate everything. They popping bottles after every division win.
They do. The wild card round, divisional round, NLCS. So 23 is the number. Obviously, the rest of this weekend goes a long way. If the Phillies can sweep this thing, they would chop six more off the magic number. We'd walk back in here Tuesday with the number at 17. That would be a big weekend. They get even just two out of three more the rest of the weekend. It'd be under 20 for the magic number for the National League East. All right, so now that we established the numbers here, we got to establish this. Hugh Douglas, are you willing to move off your positions?
Of what position?
Well, two that you took this
you
week.
You mean apologize to a grown-ass man for doing his job that make
one,
way more money than me?
Number one, apologizing to Nick Castellanos.
Grown-ass man.
Totally a grown-ass man, and one that
makes way more money than me.
Yeah, but they all do. I mean, they're in the major leagues. We're doing a radio show.
I'm just saying, Joe.
Apologies in order as you stood idle as caller after caller and your co-host ripped this guy to shreds for months. You stood idle, guilt by association. One more chance before we close out the week, because many people were asking me, will Hugh apologize today?
No, they
today?
Were asking me. Okay. But let me say this in my defense. When you were ripping Nick Castellanos, and people were calling in, that was good radio. I mean, that's what we strive for on a daily basis. We just want to do good radio, man, and that was good radio. So I don't feel like I need to apologize for doing my job, because I was doing my job.
Let me offer you another angle.
Right.
I got to tell you, last night, I enjoyed that home run last night. Guilt-free Castellanos fandom now is where I live in that space.
I felt guilt-free, too. I slept like a baby after that. After he did that, I was so happy. No, you know what I did? I went, after Castellanos put the game away for us and put us in position to win, I started watching Colorado and North Dakota State.
It was a fun game last night.
Yeah, it was a real fun game. I thought North Dakota State had a chance, man. They came to play. They came to play last night. Shadur, you know what? When I was watching Shadur play last night, it made me think of Steve McNair in the sense that the year that they were trying to get Steve McNair drafted.
Air McNair?
Man, he was throwing that ball. He threw for like 5,000 yards or something crazy that year, man. Like, he was there. Because they had the game won. I think it was up 31-20. And Shadur was still throwing the ball.
I know. That was wild last night.
Travis Hunter, though, too, man. Good God.
Yeah, I think he only came off the field for two plays last night. He's a special athlete.
He played like 80 snaps.
Yeah, he's wild. Both ways, touchdown catch. All right, so we've established you're not going to apologize to Castellanos?
Nah, I'm not going to do that.
All right, the other one.
I'm going to go get some of this dim sum, though, later.
No, you got a big weekend plan. All right, the other one that we need you to reevaluate your position on. Where are you now on Taiwan as the Phillies laid the hammer yesterday and they said, Taiwan, get out of the rotation.
You know what? I wasn't supporting him. I just thought there was a chance that he potentially would be back in the rotation. But from talking to Scott Fransky today,
yep,
it sounds like they're trying to figure out whether or not Taiwan Walker is going to be in the major leagues next year.
So let me just, I want to make this clear. We were asking you to apologize to Castellanos. The apology for Taiwan is to Kyle and I.
Oh, you mean for what? Yeah.
We're fighting.
You owe us an apology.
Yeah, for having an opinion?
No, for fought us. Making me absolutely lose my mind about Taiwan Walker and sticking up for a guy who stinks.
Apologize to y'all for that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to do that.
We want an apology.
I don't feel like I need to apologize for that.
Apologize.
Okay, apologize for yelling at me in the meeting.
No.
So we're all being stubborn? We're all being stubborn?
No, this is the hill I'm dying on. No. Because you know why I'm not apologizing? Because I was right.
No, you were not. No, you were right
the first time.
Did they not put him back out there?
No, yesterday you said he deserves another chance. That was outrageous.
I said he's probably going to be back out there. And I was wrong about that. But I'm not apologizing.
Tell me that you were wrong about Tom Walker deserving a chance.
About something. I mean, and this is just one wrong in the many wrongs
that
I'm going to have.
It was a big one, though.
I'm going to have some few more wrongs, too. Give me next week. Next week, football start. I'm going to have some wrongs about next week.
Let's just make sure we clear this up.
What?
You're allowed to be wrong on WIP. I mean, literally, it's 24 hours a day of wrong. Yes. If you listen to the station, it's wrong.
And bad opinions.
All day long. Morning to night. But these are different.
Too late.
These are different. The Castellanos one is about you sat back, idle, guilt by association. And then the Walker one is, I mean, you had Kyle and I ready to just...
Here's what you can do.
Go crazy.
Can you admit Taiwan Walker stinks?
Oh, yeah. I can do that. Okay.
Good.
So we've reached common ground. I'm all for common ground.
Yeah, we're good. We needed to find something.
He might not be a major league pitcher next year, huh?
No, I don't think he is.
That's crazy. So with that money he gets, he going to still get paid, though.
A lot. For two more years.
He probably ain't tripping.
Man, that check they're going to cut him this offseason to go away is going to be sizable.
It's going
to
be like Christmas.
$36 million. Please go home.
No, but that has to feel bad, though. Hey, listen. Don't come to work tomorrow.
All right, never again.
Don't come back. Here, we're going to cut you a check. Go to the account department. Pick up your check, and we will sit. Don't even go in the locker room. Don't even go in the clubhouse. We'll send you your stuff. Don't even worry about it. Just send us an address. And we'll send you this stuff. That's a bittersweet moment, though, Joe. Could you imagine, like, getting your last check, like, getting your severance pay? Because that's basically what it is.
That's a good severance pay.
That's a hell of a severance pay. And just say, you know what, don't worry. We'll send you stuff. Don't even worry about it. But I want to go get my clean. No. We'll throw it in the box. We'll send it to you.
I've got a pair of sneakers I really want to bring home. No, Taiwan. Listen, we'll send it. Next week it'll be there. Don't you worry about it. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We do have this pair of tickets here to the Eagles official season kickoff watch party next Friday night at the Link, September the 6th. Kick off the 2024 NFL season with fellow Birds fans and watch the Eagles take on the Packers live from the stadium seats 1 week from tonight. We're doing the pregame right down there on the plaza at 6 p.m. next Friday night before the game. It's going to be a big one against the Packers. Right now, the Eagles are, I believe, 2.5-point favorites. But there is one thing quickly before we go back to the phones that we probably should keep our eye on. Dallas Goedert, Hugh, not practicing yesterday with an oblique injury. I think it was it a week ago? I think it was the last time we were at practice.
Yeah, that's the last time he practiced, right, the day before.
Last Wednesday, and then I think he was on the injury report. Maybe he didn't fully practice that last day we were there of camp about a week plus ago. Hugh, I'm a little bit, my antenna's up on Dallas Goedert's oblique. I mean, it was a week ago, and he's not practicing now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to wonder if he's going to be ready to play in this game next Friday.
That's probably, well, you still got time. You got the weekend.
You ever have an oblique injury? Those seem like they could linger.
Nah, I've never had one of those. It just all depends on where it is. You know, if it's on the side, that might be somewhat of an issue. They're probably just being cautious with him. I'm not sure when it comes to that, Joe. They're probably just being cautious.
Kyle, where's your worry meter on Goddard here? Still no practice, about a week off the oblique issue he had.
I got my eye on it. Mm. The official Kyle Quinn spread for the game is Eagles -3.5. If Dallas Goddard's out, it's at -3.
Oh, so we're moving here in the wrong direction.
Yes, half a point. Yep.
Well, the other part that's interesting is the Eagles don't exactly have the most great depth at tight end, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Calcaterra, who's by all accounts had a nice camp, but he's... I mean, in past years, when they've lost Goddard for a period of time, that tight end production nosedives. I mean, it's not existent. What was it, 2 years ago? The weeks he was out, it was like you couldn't find a tight end to make a catch for a few weeks. So, I mean, they have a lot of weapons. I think they could survive a game or two without him. But I actually think about it more in the run game because he's such a good run blocker. So we'll keep an eye on that one as the week of practice begins for the Eagles for their game next Friday against the Packers. 215-592-9494. All right. Our Twitter quest today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. The Phillies here, after a big win last night, have they regained your trust? 57% on no, 43% on yes. A little surprised by those votes today. Josh in Redding. Josh, what's up, pal?
Not much. How you doing, guys?
Josh, we're good, buddy. What do you think of your draft now that it's settled in?
Oh, man, I just heard that Goddard news, and I just put my head down.
Oh, you have thinking... Goddard, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I began some ribbing some friends. I posted it on Facebook, and they said, "What were you doing up there?"
Well, that's the best when you show anyone your fantasy draft. Some people will say you're going to win the league, and then everyone else says you're an idiot. What did you do?
Yeah, that's what I got. So I'm going to start off with positivity. Last night, the Phillies game, that was amazing to see our guys get in the grind, win a game that against a decent team. I mean, Atlanta's got some injuries and whatnot, but they're still fighters, and they still win a lot of games. So to see them all to come together and pull that out win was really good because we're going to need that in the playoffs. But it does not overshadow the Jalen Hurts thing.
What did you make of that? Like when you heard it again today, Josh, how did it hit you?
Every time I hear it, the butterflies in my stomach just get worse and worse and worse because I just think my first question is, who said that? But, I mean, the answer to that is pretty simple. I wanted to try a Hugh-nalogy here. I have something I was thinking about. Let's say a guy hires me to do tree work for him, and I'm climbing the tree, and I don't know how to tie knots so I can be safe up in the tree. Mm. And the guy tells me, don't worry about it. You climb that tree, we're all good. I, on my own, am going to go try to figure out how to tie these knots so I don't fall out the tree. Mm. Jalen Hurts has big-ass men on the other side of the field wanting to tear his head off. It would be in his best interest to know the protection and everything else involved. To me, it was an excuse for last season, and it laid the groundwork for excuse for a poor start off to the season.
You know what, Josh? I'm glad you said it that way. It's interesting because yesterday when I first heard, I'm questioning why, whether him or the coaches didn't have him shadowing Kelce doing it, right? Like the preparation during the week for the blitz pickup. Like I would have loved to hear him say, Jason was in charge of it last year, but I learned with him and I'm ready to do it now. And he didn't say that.
A lot of things that he could have said and turned it the other way is that I have a lot to learn without having Kelce here. There's a lot more expectations on me. You know, we don't give like apologies to people. We have expectations for people, and we have expectations for the leader of our team, our head quarterback, to know what's going on with the defense, the offense, the line, and everyone around him. So how many other things was he told not to worry about? To me, it's just almost like a petulant child. You tell him to do something, and they do just enough of that, and then you come in the room and you're like, well, you didn't clean your closet. Well, you didn't tell me to do that. Like, what are we doing here? It makes no sense to me, and it definitely has me fired up. My red flag's up, and I'm concerned. But that being said, I will be there next week, hooting and hollering for our Eagles to get the first win of the season.
Yeah, and it's a big one. It almost feels like a playoff game next week. All right, Josh, give us a food from another state we should try.
I really, this one's like outside the box for me, but I've added a couple weddings. I think that alligator's pretty good.
Nah.
Alligator is good. Nah, it's a good one,
Josh.
I heard
it tastes like chicken, though.
Yeah, there's some chicken, like the texture, yeah.
It's like a scallop texture with a chicken flavor.
I think that's a good way to describe it. Josh, good call, and have a great weekend.
See, that's the thing with because I don't like the texture of scallops. I really don't like that texture.
I think for me it skewed more chicken than it did scallops. I'm not a big scallop person.
So you had
person.
Gator? You had
I had a gator burger.
That's a lot, Joe.
That's good.
Mm. So you had ground beef burger? You had ground beef gator?
Mm-hmm. If I presented you with a gator burger right now, you'd say no?
Yes. Especially if you told me what it was. Yes, I would be like, no, I'm good.
Kyle, you ever have gator?
Yes, I have.
Good.
I've had gator nuggets in Florida.
I had them. We had them at the with John Brazier.
Yeah, they almost taste like a seafood version of chicken.
Yes, it's a chicken texture.
Yes, but like almost like a seafoodish like type flavor.
Yeah, I'm good on that. Almost.
Why?
Tastes like. I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's no other way to compare it.
What are you scared of?
I just don't feel like, dude, it's just like gator. No, I'm cool.
You know, but what if it's the best thing you ever tried? What if you decide you love gator after that?
Probably not.
You could put some prickly pear cactus jelly on it.
No, I'm traumatized because, you know, like when I was younger, man, like, you know, being in the country, you know,
chillins?
Going, visiting chillins, raccoon.
Wait, you had raccoon?
Man, listen.
Oh, we don't know about
my
this.
My folks are country. We used to eat something. It was called, I think it was called chow chow. It basically was dirt. Like in Tennessee, it's in Jackson. My father's from Jackson. So my grandmother and my aunties, they used to eat something where, like, it was like the red clay dirt. Like, they used to eat dirt.
What is it called?
It's called chow chow. They called it chow chow. And then they used to eat dirt. Like, it's like down south. It's like, that's what they did. And I was like, no, I'm not eating none of that.
You know, your reluctance to try new things actually makes sense. It comes back to childhood.
Yeah, it comes because, man, listen.
They made you eat dirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm starting to wonder if you has like a tapeworm.
No, listen.
Could be.
It's
from the record.
Like, anybody that is has southern roots and goes home, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. All I got to do, like most people, when I say from the rooter to the tutor, they know exactly what I'm talking about, Joe. And I'm like, I'm cool.
Well, once you told us about the chitlins, all bets were off.
I got it. Now you're about to make me call my cousin. I'm about to call my cousin, Jeanette, and ask her what's in chow chow, because I don't know. But she lives in Jackson. And, man, they used to eat that.
Clay?
Man, listen.
From the ground?
Yes. It's like a certain, I don't know what part of it is. It's like, because it's like Jackson, and then it's like a little city called Brownsville. It's like probably about 200 people live there. That's where they're from. But, man, they eat all kinds of crazy stuff. They eat wildlife, like for real wildlife. Yeah, no, I'm cool.
Yeah, it makes more sense as you say that, why most of these things are like, nah, I'm not trying that. All right, let's grab Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Joe Giglio, what's the dealio? What's up?
What's up, man?
How we doing, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man, I called up here because I can't listen to anybody bash my quarterback anymore. You know what I'm saying? Listen, here's the thing, right? You want to blame somebody, blame the Eagles coaching staff. You know what I'm saying? Blame the organization because Jalen was just telling the truth. And, yeah, you got these people calling up here, and they make me sick because they want somebody to be who they want them to be. And that's just not reality. You know, Jalen is who he is. You know what I mean? A couple callers ago, you got mad because he didn't sound enthused about a charitable event. Dude do so much charitable things here in Philadelphia. It's not even funny.
Now, Chuck, before you go on, I'm glad you said that. You're right. That is fair. I mean, this week I did see a lot of the schools had to close early because of the air conditioning issue and the heat. He provided a lot of schools with air conditioning. Chuck, I think it's fair to point out he does a lot of things off the field. He seems like a good dude. That is separate than the football stuff. I'm with you on that.
I mean, as long as he go out there on Sundays and perform, people want him to show up the way they want him to show up. He's who he is. Everybody's not Jason Kelce taking his shirt off, chucking bears, bopping F-bombs at a parade. Everybody loves him. You know what I'm saying? Jalen is who he is. He's his own individual self, and I can appreciate that. As long as he performs on Sundays, he ain't out here beating up his wife, going to jail, doing the crazy stuff. He's somebody you can look up to. Why are you giving him a hard time? Because he's who he is. I'm tired of hearing it, man. You know what I'm saying? The guy is a low-mellow dude, but when the game is on, he's as intense as anybody, man.
So, Chuck, one of the problems I also had with it yesterday, and we can try to figure out whose fault it is, but you could put some blame on the Eagles. Why weren't they preparing him for this moment? Everyone knew Kelce was about to retire. This wasn't a surprise. Like, it's crazy to me that either Jalen or the Eagles or both together didn't say, hey, you got to get ready to do this. It's like all of a sudden, you got it now. It's on you. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, this organization is blamed more than anybody. And Jason Kelce is too, because the organization probably didn't want to ruffle his feathers to get more, you know, to do for Jalen Hurts to do or whatever the case may be, or to collaborate with Jalen Hurts. So, you know what I mean? I'm not just blaming Jalen. He was being honest and truthful about the situation, and he said what he said. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, how can you continue to blame the guy for something that he told the truth about? You know what I'm saying? I just don't get it, man. You know, it bothers me that we up here bashing this guy, you know, for being honest, man, for a question that was asked to him. You know what I mean? It's not like he volunteered this information either.
Well,
you know
to be fair, the question wasn't about that. He went there. I mean, the question was just about Cam Jurgens. It wasn't like James asked him, hey, what happened with the blitz pickup? Are you ready to do it? He just said, how's Cam looking as his first year as a center? And then Jalen kind of went that way.
Well, listen, it was in the room. It was in that family.
Yeah. You know
I mean, it was in that family.
It was about the center and the protection, sure.
All I'm saying is the dude is a good guy. He's a good guy, and so comparing him to Aaron Rodgers, which your last caller did, it's insane to me. You know what I mean? They ran Aaron Rodgers out of Green Bay. I don't think they ran Aaron Rodgers out of Green Bay. That's number one. And I think it was just his time was up. And number two, Aaron Rodgers is a weird dude. That's not Jalen. Jalen isn't that. You know what I mean? From what I've seen. You know what I'm saying? So I can't take the bashing of Jalen Hurts anymore. I just can't, man. And you know, everybody want to bash him because it's Jason Kelce involved. Everybody loves Jason Kelce. We all do. We know that. But, you know, Jason Kelce ain't exempt of any fault or wrongdoing either. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he was the one that pushed that. He wants to be the one calling out the blitz protections and all that. I don't know if it was Nick Sirianni. I don't know if it was Howie Roseman. I just know that Jalen spoke the truth about it, and he has more on his plate this year with the blitz pickup.
He does. He does.
He can do what he needs to do to succeed with this team.
Yep.
But I'm sick of bashing Jalen Hurts. Stop bashing my quarterback, man. Seriously, man.
All right,
Chuck.
He's
not a bad dude. He's been his authentic self. Let him be who he is.
Chuck, give us a food we should try from another state. What do you got?
I'm going to another country. I'm going to Jamaica, and I've been to Jamaica, and I love oxtail. Jerk oxtail is delicious.
Jerk seasoning is quite good if you get
I had like jerk fish when they put the jerk seasoning on fish.
Yeah, I never had the oxtail. Chuck, good one. We'll get you the mix. All right, I just want to be clear because Chuck was frustrated about a lot of things. I made the Aaron Rodgers comparison, but I wasn't comparing the two of them. My point was, if Jalen is a headache for the Eagles for any reason, I'm not saying he is today. Aaron Rodgers was a headache for a long time.
Yeah,
they didn't care when he was a 4-time MVP. And my point is,
because he was playing well,
right? And Jalen,
that act wore thin after a while.
Exactly. And so the caller's point was, if Jalen doesn't play well, the Eagles could look to move on. And I made the point off of that Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers didn't wake up one day 3 years ago and act funny. I mean, he's always had a kind of an off part of his personality that probably rubs some people the wrong way. I think he's a little standoffish, a little selfish, a little like me guy. But he was once a great, great player. And I'm sure that there were some people in Green Bay, fans or the organization, that probably rolled their eyes at some of the things he said or did. But if you're winning MVPs, they're just going to say, all right, whatever. We'll deal with it. Once his game fell off 3 years ago, they got him right out the door. And I don't know how the Eagles feel about Jalen. We know there was questions this offseason. They apparently spoke to him, right, about things, leadership.
How to handle stuff. I tell you what I do know for a fact is that Jeffrey Lurie cares a lot about the organizations that he has that gives back to the community. He cares a lot about this Autism Foundation. This is his baby. And I would venture to say, and I haven't been in the building, but I know him well enough to say this, he probably felt some kind of way about Jalen's demeanor on the phone talking about this, because the one thing that I knew for a fact, and when we talked, I was being my genuine self, but this is exciting. This was a time, and I'm not bashing Jalen for this, but you're fair in criticism when you hear him respond or his demeanor, because everybody that's come on this station, and here's the thing. I'm talking to Chuck now. Here's the thing. When you're doing a radiothon like the one we did yesterday, and you have all these other people calling, hell, you had Jason Kelce calling in. Everybody sounded enthusiastic about it. And I didn't have a problem with it, but it's a bad look when you come on and it sounds like you just rolled out the bed. And have the conversation. Now, you might not think that's a big thing, but man, listen, we raised $600,000 yesterday because people got excited about it because we were excited about it.
And the players that are part of these
things. Part of it,
they're
excited about it. So it rubs, it all depends on where you are, but it rubs some folks the wrong way when they're taking their hard-earned money and they're donating to a cause and certain individuals are not even excited about the cause that they're trying to push.
And maybe they are excited, but sometimes perception is reality. Yeah. You got to come off a certain way. Up the energy.
You got to fake it till you make it, man. I mean, and that's the reality. Like I am not saying nothing that we all don't understand. We've all had to do things where we probably didn't want to do and smile while we did it.
smile and nod.
Smile and nod, knowing damn well you probably wanted to punch somebody in the face or whatever, but you, in order to keep that stream of income coming in or whatever it is you had going on, you did what you had to do to make sure everybody in your family circle got what they need.
So what you're saying is you could muster up the energy to smile, nod, and apologize to Nick Castellanos.
What I apologize to Nick Castellanos for?
And apologize to the city of Jacksonville.
I'm definitely not apologizing.
No, they're probably still mad at you. All right,
215. Does she do anything for?
592-9494.
I like how this just becomes you just want me to apologize to anybody.
Yeah, we do. Midday Show. We'll
not
come back.
Not going to do it.
Some big news out of the NFC. What's that next? Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows that I partner with Kyle Schwarber and Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the Tailgate Beer, and the Jersey Shore Beer. Well, the first, best, and last place to get beer at the Shore is Boulevard Super Liquor, 676 steps away from Ocean City, off exit 25 of the Garden State Parkway. Join Yards and Philly Standard at Boulevard this weekend for samplings and the Yards Tailgate Bus. Boulevard Super Liquors, your Philly Standard Shore headquarters, Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philadelphia. Drink responsibly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We got this pair of tickets to give away. Eagles official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at the Link next Friday. We'll be there for the pregame show at 6 p.m. next Friday leading into the game. This is our last weekend without the NFL all the way until February. Can't wait till next week. College football this weekend. We have these tickets to give away coming up here. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, Hugh, we have to hit a couple big stories out of the NFC. The first one, of course, is, Hugh, we finally got some resolution here. Brandon Ayuk, he's staying with the 49ers. They came to terms yesterday. 4 years, $120 million. So if we were hoping the Niners would be weaker this year because...
That's not going to happen. They blinked.
They blinked. Well, yes, I guess both sides eventually caved in, you know, and gave into the other one. So Ayuk gets 30 a year on the average, 4-120 to stay there. So Brock Purdy's got his one of his big weapons there with Ayuk and obviously Debo and George Kittle and McCaffrey. So Ayuk back. But the Niners aren't fully out of the water yet because Trent Williams, Hugh, he still has not shown up to training camp. And he strikes me as the kind of guy.
He ain't coming. He dug in.
Yeah, and he's got enough money in the bank that he maybe could sit out a while here. Let's listen to Rap Sheet latest on Trent Williams as the Niners wait for the left tackle to show up.
Trent Williams, their all-pro tackle, one of the best tackles in the NFL. He is still holding out while Brandon Ayuk was holding in, awkwardly being there and not being there. Trent Williams is holding out of sight, out of mind. He is principled. He is, I don't know if you'd say stubborn because that seems like an insult, but he knows what he is worth. He is racking up fines, but he wants his value. And as of right now, I do not believe, guys, they are close. So we will still wait to see whether the Niners get their other big-time playmaker on the field before the season starts.
I don't believe they're close. I mean, that didn't give me a sense he's playing next Monday night or Monday nights against the Jets. No.
Listen, man. Trent Williams is the guy. I like his nasty. He's a nasty dude. Trent Williams beats up DBs. He beats up defensive linemen. And he sets the tone for that offensive line. Yeah. I mean, he's the type of guy that you want on your football team.
And he's an impactful player.
And he's been playing a long-ass time.
Yeah, he has. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's their version of Lane Johnson. When he doesn't play, they struggle in a big way. And keep an eye on that one. If he misses a few games, it could be the difference between the Niners winning 12 or 13 games or 10 or 11 and being, you know, a lesser seed in the NFC playoffs. It's that big of a deal, the Trent Williams situation.
The most ignored thing about the 49ers is that their offensive line isn't that great. It's literally Trent Williams and friends. And if Trent Williams is not there,
when you said that was funny.
Then it's just friends.
And friends don't
do well blocking. So.
Yeah, it's really there. It's him and Purdy gets the ball out quickly. You're right. They don't have a great offensive line. So that's one we're going to keep our eye on. So Ayuk back with the Niners. The other story yesterday is as the Cowboys already paid CeeDee Lamb, no money yet for Dak Prescott here. Dak spoke yesterday. And listen to Dak Prescott here as he was asked about Jerry Jones and all the stuff he's always saying. Dak's response to all the times Jerry's in the media here.
Yeah, I understand that. That's the business and the nature of this game that we play. I stopped honestly listening to things that he says to the media a long time ago. So it doesn't really hold weight with me.
What do you make of that, Hugh?
He basically saying what I've been saying, but he kept it a little bit nicer.
Well, he's the franchise quarterback. I guess
he's like, hey, he don't pay attention, Jerry. Jerry just be talking. I mean, he has a relationship with him, obviously. CeeDee Lamb probably felt the same way.
I also wonder if those players know when the camera's on and the mic's on, Jerry is like an enhanced version of himself. You know what I mean? Like he's playing.
It feels like that because he played hardball with CeeDee, but at the end of the day, CeeDee got his money.
Well, but he hasn't given Dak his money yet. Here's Dak on whether or not this thing gets done and what it would say if they do pay him or not before the season starts, which you know is like 6 days from now.
I don't need a – no.
Would you like it done before the season?
I think it says a lot if it is or if it isn't. But however, doesn't really matter to me, to be honest with you.
It does matter, Dak. Let me help you out with that. Because if it didn't matter, you wouldn't say it. You're looking at it how if it happens at the beginning or the end of the season. So it matters. Just say you're not going to worry about it.
You know what? Here's what it says if they don't re-sign him. They are willing to lose him because they can't franchise tag him. If he's not re-signed and he doesn't sign during the season, when free agency hits, he's available to any team. Like, they have no way of holding him from going anywhere. There's no franchise tag. There's no nothing.
Yeah, as soon as he walks out the building, he doesn't have to walk back in.
He does not have to walk back in.
He knows that. And I think that if Jerry, like, this is the thing, and I think this is what Dak was saying. If they're willing to take that chance for me to walk out the building, then I'm going to walk. because he's like, no matter what they give him, if he gets in a position where he can write his own ticket, he's going to get more money on the open market than the Dallas Cowboys are probably willing to pay.
I think people are going to be shocked by how much money he gets in free. Quarterbacks, and I know people are like, Dak's not that good. Quarterbacks as good as Dak.
Could you see Dak in Denver?
If Knicks doesn't work out, sure. Yeah.
No, I'm saying, well, yeah, but I forgot about Knicks, and I know he's the starter and they like him there, but what about New Orleans?
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. I mean,
Carolina.
The Raiders, well, yeah. Carolina, if Bryce Young doesn't rebound. I mean, heck.
I'm trying to think of teams.
7 to 10 teams would probably throw money
in contention. Like somewhat decent squad. Let me think. Cleveland? But they already gave. They gave.
Yeah, they're tied up to Deshaun.
They gave big creepy.
So I think it's going to shock people how much money he gets. And I know, like I said, a lot of people don't think he's that good. But Hugh, good quarterbacks, and he's good, that are in their early 30s.
They're going to take a flyer on Dak.
No, it doesn't happen. Quarterbacks that are as accomplished as Dak at his age do not hit free agency.
But you know what? Now I'm thinking about it. Like, since we're talking about it.
Who needs quarterbacks?
Yeah, and who's in a, like, you just drafted a few. There's going to be some young ones coming out. Shadur is going to be in the draft.
Yeah, but Shadur, so you don't know yet.
Well, you don't know, but it seems like there's more of a willingness, especially because this is the argument you like to use. When you talk about C.J. Stroud and what he was.
Yep. Oh, yeah, there's a willingness to go cheaper and younger.
And Brock Purdy. Because you're talking about, we're in an age, in an era where, you know, you signed Dak to that kind of money. You're kind of hamstrung.
Let me give you a few teams. Pittsburgh. This is a one-year experiment with Wilson and Fields. They need
a
quarterback.
That's a good pick.
I can see that one.
That's a good pool.
The Raiders have nothing. They have what? Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. They have nothing at the position. I could see the Raiders throwing a lot of money at him. Those are two off the top of my head. You said New Orleans. I could see that. Derek Carr is not long for this thing.
Mm-mm. But I'm looking at it more so like from Dak's perspective. Are you just looking for the money or do you want to be in contention?
I got a name for you. Or what team. You said, because you I think you were looking for teams that are pretty good.
Yeah, pretty decent. Yeah.
What if this is Matthew Stafford's last year? He's 37.
Ooh. Ooh.
That'd be a problem if he's on the Rams with McVay. I don't want him there.
Nah.
I mean, it'd be good if he's out of Dallas.
That's a good one. That's a good pool. That's a good pool.
I think the Rams could be in the market. So this is going to be a story all year unless they give him his money. 215-592-9494.
I don't even like that, but that would be.
With McVay?
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, cool. I don't want to see that. That'd be a contender in the NFC. All right, let's go to Anthony, who's in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, man?
Hey, Anthony.
What's up, man? What's going on?
Dude, what's the deal, man? Hey, man, y'all scaring me with these Brazil calls, man.
What do you mean? What are you going to Brazil?
Yeah, man, I'm going to be out there.
Hey, let me tell you. Hey, Anthony, listen. I mean, Josh, let me tell you. I'm not going, but just let me. Don't, like, I've heard don't take your cell phone, right? How long are you staying?
I'm going to be out there for, like, a week, man. I'm going to the game, then I'm leaving from the game. I'm going to, where Snoop Dogg shot the video at. I'm going to see the statue.
Hey, I suggest don't take a bath, dog. You're going to have to take some. You ain't, don't take a bath.
You can't be there a week without a bath. Oh,
like Josh,
Anthony, I think the bath's okay.
Josh, like, you better go. Like, what was the stuff they got going on over there, Kyle? They got some diseases or something that's running rampant.
What?
Like the E. coli, not E. coli.
You asking me?
Yeah, the E. coli. They got something going on. They got some stuff going on. Hey, man, hey, man, don't take no bath.
Anthony, I think a shower is okay.
Take a bath with bottled water, dog.
No, that's a lot of bottles.
Take a bath.
Hey,
dog, I'm trying to tell you. I'm just looking out for you, dog. You don't want to bring nothing back. No, Brazil got some stuff going on over there, man. Let me look this up real quick before I start telling lies to people.
Oh, man.
What made me the expert?
Man, you getting me scared,
Andy, I think you'll be all right. I think Hugh's just, you know, he just put a little fear in you. You'll be all right.
Oh, man. Scary, I hope Hugh. I pray so, man.
Y'all better hope I'm being facetious.
All right, Anthony, what do you think about Jalen here?
Hey, man, Jalen got me worried just a little bit, man, with the protection that was going on. And, dude, you got to take accountability, man. You got to. Like, you can't just be out here. You don't know what's going on. It's not on you. So, Jalen, it got to be, man. You are franchise quarterback. Come on. Like what are we talking about here, Jalen?
It has to be accountability, Anthony. And here's the bottom line. And Hugh said this a few minutes ago. when the games start next week, he's got to play well, and he's got to pick up the blitz. If he doesn't, people aren't going to want to hear, well, he never did it before. Like, it's on him now.
We are going to go as far as Jalen take us, man. That's the bottom line right there, man. Jalen, man, I believe in you, man. Let's go, Jalen, let's go.
Yes, it is. It's on him now. That's why they paid him this money. All right, Anthony, what do you got for us? A food from a different state we should try. What do you got?
Food from a different state, man. Around the Bay Area, man, it's pretty big out there. They got the food trucks with the hibachi, man. It's awesome, man. Pretty good.
Where is this? California Bay Area?
Yes, the Bay Area.
Yeah, I like that. I'm a hibachi guy. Anthony, we appreciate the phone call. So the food trucks in the Bay Area. What do you got? You got some info on Brazil?
They have massive wildfires over there. This the headline for the story, because I let y'all know I ain't going crazy, because I know people call like, you making this stuff up. Wildfires and disease spikes overshadow Packers versus Eagles pregame in Sao Paulo. That's what I'm just trying to tell you. So Josh,
you were the one asking me about a disease.
No, I'm saying I'm not saying like you had the disease, but I thought we were
no,
like
I thought that's what you were inferring. That Kyle came back from Brazil
mean,
with a disease.
I didn't mean like Kyle went to Brazil and caught something. I didn't mean that.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Just trying to like we were talking about the story. I'm trying to see what the disease is, but it's something. Just be careful, man. Josh, just be careful, dog.
I can only imagine.
Can I offer a
bottle of water?
A very simple form of advice for anyone next actually going. Just have some common sense. It's probably going to be okay. I mean, I think we're going a little overboard. In fact, I think the Eagles are probably talking too much about
this. The air quality has come down drastically, and many are forced to wear masks whenever they are out of their homes. respirator diseases are on the rise. Hospitals are reporting 20 times more patients.
All right,
than
scary
the regular number.
Here.
Well, so I got a phone call that said like, oh, you know, like they're overreacting to the Brazil thing. Like it's if you've ever been to North Philly, like you'll have no problem going to Sao Paulo. And I'm like, well,
what does that
I
mean?
I wouldn't want my football team to play. Like North Philly isn't exactly a glowing.
North Philly's bad.
No offense to North Philly, and there's some nice spots in North Philly, but like
North Philly's not bad.
Exactly the greatest reputation that I want to just like copy and paste for Sao Paulo, Brazil. You know, like
yeah. Look, there's two parts to this. One,
we could compare it to a nicer area of the city and make me feel better.
There's two
all I'm
parts.
Saying.
One, that all the fans from here going, and I hope everyone is safe and has a good time, and it's you know just have common sense. The second part is the players. And I'm telling you, the team that handles this better, I'm excited to listen to some of the Packers when they do their press conferences the next couple of days, if they're talking a lot about this. Like, it's a distraction, sure, but you got to deal with it. It's on the schedule, right? The Eagles and Packers are on the schedule in Brazil. What are they going to do? They got to go, they got to play a game.
I mean, you got to play. Just stay in the hotel, man, and get you some bottled water and make sure you keep what you consume to a minimum. I wouldn't eat, like, listen, I'm saying this, and I'm being dead-ass serious. I would not eat nothing that I did not bring with me. So I would bring a whole bunch of protein bars for 2 days.
Protein bars? They have to play a game on Friday.
And potted meat. I would bring some. Bring me some.
Don't you think
spam.
The Eagles? No, you better not be bringing spam.
The hell if I'm not.
Good, man.
I'm gonna bring some spam.
How are you gonna
bring
cook
some
the
chicken?
Spam?
Hey, listen, go to what's that Walmart? Get you a couple of those cans of chicken and some tuna, and I for 3 days and some bottled water, and I'm taking that with me.
Don't you think the Eagles are catering?
And I'm gonna take H baths.
You're not.
I'm taking H baths. I'm not taking no real baths. I'm gonna hit the hot spots and keep it moving.
Don't you think the Eagles are catering food from a place?
No, I'm just saying
they deem
is
safe.
But where they getting the water? Are you boiling the water? Are you taking the water with you?
You're talking about bringing spam in your bag to Brazil.
I'm trying not to bring nothing back with me that didn't come with me.
His bag's gonna reek.
No,
it's gonna all spoil.
I'm gonna bring no. I'm not gonna have it in my regular clothes, but I'm bringing an extra bag. I'm gonna bring a cooler or something.
Your advice is gonna crush the Eagles. I can see the headline now: smelly, famished Eagles,
tuna fish,
sluggish out the gate against the Packers.
Tuna fish and crackers. You'd be all right. You can survive off of that for 3 days.
But they could get real food
and get you some big bottle. Get you some of those big things of water, and take those with you.
I think you're overacting with the shower business. No, just take a shower.
I just got a call from Herb who said, stop scaring everybody.
Yeah, I'm not trying to scare anybody.
You are.
Do you already go? You're going. You're still going. You pay money. You're going.
Yeah, want to play with me?
I'm just saying. No, Herb's scared.
People are trying to get ready for the trip here. Well,
I got advice for the people in Brazil. Don't mess with Herb.
First of all, can I just say this? Who going to Brazil and don't know what's going on over there before they book this trip? Like, who does that? Like, I don't go anywhere and not know the lay of the land before I go. So if you just now hearing all this, then shame on you. Like, seriously, if you're getting nervous now, they've been talking about this forever.
Yeah, but you're telling people they can't shower in their hotel.
I'm just saying, if they're talking about the air quality ain't good and they got all this other stuff going on, I'm not using the water.
I'm just glad you didn't have to play in Brazil. You would have not brought your A game.
Man, I'd have been
Stinky Douglas.
I know.
I'd have been all right for 3 days. You can do anything for 3 days. Not take a shower would be one of them.
That sounds like a
smell
bad
like
idea.
Spam and yeah. Sweat.
Oh,
no, because I just hit the hot spots. Hit the hot spots. Get a towel. Get me some of this water. Soap up real quick and just wipe yourself down.
I think the shower thing's a little over the top.
No,
let's go to Derek. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We got this pair of tickets to give away. Eagles official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at the Link next Friday. We'll be there for the pregame show at 6 p.m. next Friday leading into the game. This is our last weekend without the NFL all the way until February. Can't wait till next week. College football this weekend. We have these tickets to give away coming up here. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, Hugh, we have to hit a couple big stories out of the NFC. The first one, of course, is, Hugh, we finally got some resolution here. Brandon Ayuk, he's staying with the 49ers. They came to terms yesterday. 4 years, $120 million. So if we were hoping the Niners would be weaker this year because...
That's not going to happen. They blinked.
They blinked. Well, yes, I guess both sides eventually caved in and gave into the other one. So Ayuk gets 30 a year on the average, $4,120 to stay there. So Brock Purdy's got his one of his big weapons there with Ayuk and obviously Debo and George Kittle and McCaffrey. So Ayuk back. But the Niners aren't fully out of the water yet because Trent Williams, Hugh, he still has not shown up to training camp. And he strikes me as the kind of guy.
He ain't coming. He dug in.
Yeah, and he's got enough money in the bank that he maybe could sit out a while here. Let's listen to Rap Sheet latest on Trent Williams as the Niners wait for the left tackle to show up.
Trent Williams, their all-pro tackle, one of the best tackles in the NFL. He is still holding out while Brandon Ayuk was holding in, awkwardly being there and not being there. Trent Williams is holding out of sight, out of mind. He is principled. He is, I don't know if you'd say stubborn because that seems like an insult, but he knows what he is worth. He is racking up fines, but he wants his value. And as of right now, I do not believe, guys, they are close. So we will still wait to see whether the Niners get their other big-time playmaker on the field before the season starts.
I don't believe they're close. I mean, that didn't give me a sense he's playing next Monday night or two Monday nights against the Jets. No.
Listen, man. Trent Williams is the guy. I like his nasty. He's a nasty dude. Trent Williams beats up DBs. He beats up defensive linemen. And he sets the tone for that offensive line. Yeah. I mean, he's the type of guy that you want on your football team.
And he's an impactful player.
And he's been playing a long-ass time.
Yeah, he has. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's their version of Lane Johnson. When he doesn't play, they struggle in a big way. And keep an eye on that one. If he misses a few games, it could be the difference between the Niners winning 12 or 13 games or 10 or 11 and being, a lesser seed in the NFC playoffs. It's that big of a deal, the Trent Williams situation.
The most ignored thing about the 49ers is that their offensive line isn't that great. It's literally Trent Williams and friends. And if Trent Williams is not there,
when you say that was funny.
Then it's just friends.
And friends don't
do well blocking. So.
Yeah, it's him and Purdy gets the ball out quickly. You're right. They don't have a great offensive line. So that's one we're going to keep our eye on. So Ayuk back with the Niners. The other story yesterday is as the Cowboys already paid CeeDee Lamb, no money yet for Dak Prescott here. Dak spoke yesterday. And listen to Dak Prescott here as he was asked about Jerry Jones and all the stuff he's always saying. Dak's response to all the times Jerry's in the media here.
Yeah, I understand that. That's the business and the nature of this game that we play. I stopped honestly listening to things that he says to the media a long time ago. So it doesn't really hold weight with me.
What do you make of that, Hugh?
He basically saying what I've been saying, but he kept it a little bit nicer.
Well, he's the franchise quarterback. I guess
he don't pay attention, Jerry. Jerry just be talking. I mean, he has a relationship with him, obviously. CeeDee Lamb probably felt the same way.
I also wonder if those players know when the camera's on and the mic's on, Jerry is like an enhanced version of himself. You know what I mean? Like he's playing.
It feels like that because he played hardball with CeeDee, but at the end of the day, CeeDee got his money.
Well, but he hasn't given Dak his money yet. Here's Dak on whether or not this thing gets done and what it would say if they do pay him or not before the season starts, which, you know, is like 6 days from now.
I don't need a no. No.
Would you like it done before the season?
I think it says a lot if it is or if it isn't. But however, doesn't really matter to me, to be honest with you.
It does matter, Dak. Let me help you out with that. Because if it didn't matter, you wouldn't say it. You're looking at it how if it happens at the beginning or the end of the season. So it matters. Just say you're not going to worry about it.
You know what? Here's what it says if they don't re-sign him. They are willing to lose him because they can't franchise tag him here. If he's not re-signed and he doesn't sign during the season, when free agency hits, he's available to any team. Like, they have no way of holding him from going anywhere. There's no franchise tag. There's no nothing.
Yeah, as soon as he walks out the building, he doesn't have to walk back in.
He does not have to walk back in.
He knows that. And I think that if Jerry, like, this is the thing, and I think this is what Dak was saying. If they're willing to take that chance for me to walk out the building, then I'm going to walk. Because he's like, no matter what they give him, if he gets in a position where he can write his own ticket, he's going to get more money on the open market than the Dallas Cowboys are probably willing to pay.
I think people are going to be shocked by how much money he gets in free. Quarterbacks, and I know people are like, Dak's not that good. Quarterbacks as good as Dak.
Could you see Dak in Denver?
If Knicks doesn't work out, sure. Yeah.
No, I'm saying, well, yeah, but I forgot about Knicks, and I know he's the starter and they like him there. But what about New Orleans?
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. I mean,
Carolina.
The Raiders, Carolina, if Bryce Young doesn't rebound. I mean, heck.
I'm trying to think of teams.
7 to 10 teams would probably throw money at him.
In contention. Like somewhat decent squad. Let me think. Cleveland? But they already gave. They gave.
Yeah, they're
big
tied
creepy.
Up to Deshaun.
They gave big creepy.
So I think it's going to shock people how much money he gets. And I know, like I said, a lot of people don't think he's that good, but Hugh, good quarterbacks, and he's good, that are in their early 30s and
they're going to take a flyer on Dak.
No, this doesn't happen. Quarterbacks that are as accomplished as Dak at his age do not hit free agency.
But you know what? Now I'm thinking about it. Like, since we're talking about it.
Who needs quarterbacks?
Yeah, and who's in a, like, you just drafted a few. There's going to be some young ones coming out. Shadur is going to be in the draft.
Yeah, but Shadur is you don't know yet.
Well, you don't know, but. It seems like there's more of a willingness, especially because this is the argument you like to use, when you talk about C.J. Stroud and what he was.
Yep. Oh, yeah, there's a willingness to go cheaper and younger.
And Brock Purdy, because you're talking about we're in an age, in an era where, you know, you sign Dak to that kind of money, you're kind of hamstrung.
Let me give you a few teams. Pittsburgh. This is a one-year experiment with Wilson and Fields. They need
That's
a quarterback.
A good one. That's a good pick.
I can see that
pick.
One.
That's a good pool.
The Raiders have nothing. They have what? Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. They have nothing at the position. I could see the Raiders throwing a lot of money at him. Those are two off the top of my head. You said New Orleans. I could see that. Derek Carr is not long for this thing.
Mm-mm. But I'm looking at it more so like from Dak's perspective. Are you just looking for the money or do you want to be in contention?
I got a name for you. Or team. You said because you I think you were looking for teams that are pretty good.
Yeah, pretty decent. Yeah.
What if this is Matthew Stafford's last year? He's 37.
Ooh. Ooh.
That'd be a problem if he's on the Rams with McVay. I don't want him there.
Nah.
I mean, it'd be good if he's out of Dallas.
That's a good one. That's a good pull.
I think the Rams could be in the market. So this is going to be a story all year unless they give him his money. 215-592-9494.
I don't even like that, but that would be.
With McVay?
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, cool. I don't want to see that. That'd be a contender in the NFC. All right, let's go to Anthony, who's in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, man?
Hey, Anthony.
What's up, man? What's going on?
Dude, what's the deal, man? Hey, man, y'all scaring me with these Brazil calls, man.
What do you mean? Are you going to Brazil?
Yeah, man, I'm going to be out
hey,
there.
Hey, let me tell you. Hey, Anthony, listen. I mean, Josh, let me tell you. I'm not going, but just let me. Don't, like, I've heard don't take your cell phone, right? How long are you staying?
I'm going to be out there for like a week, man. I'm going to the game, then I'm leaving from the game. I'm going to where Snoop Dogg shot the video at. I'm going to see the statue.
Hey, I suggest Don't take a bath, dog. You're going to have to take some. You ain't, don't take a bath.
You can't be there a week without a bath. Oh,
like Josh,
Anthony, I think the bath's okay.
Josh, like, you better go. Like, what was the stuff they got going on over there, Kyle? They got some diseases or something that's running rampant.
What?
Like, not E. coli.
You asking me?
Yeah, the E. coli. They got something going on. They got some stuff going on. Hey, man, don't take no bath.
Anthony, I think a shower's okay.
Take a bath with bottled water, dog.
No, that's a lot of bottles.
Take a bath.
Dog,
I'm trying to tell you. I'm just looking out for you, dog. You don't want to bring nothing back. No, Brazil got some stuff going on over there, man. Let me look this up real quick before I start telling lies to people.
Oh, man.
What made me the expert?
Man, you're getting me scared,
Anthony, I think you'll be all right. I think Hugh's just, you know, he just put a little fear in you. You'll be all right.
Oh, man. Scary, I hope you. I pray so, man.
Y'all better hope I'm being facetious.
All right, Anthony, what do you think about Jalen here?
Hey, man, Jalen has got me worried just a little bit, man, with the protection that was going on. And, dude, you got to take accountability, man. You got to. Like, you can't just be out here. You don't know what's going on. It's not on you. So, Jalen, it got to be, man. You are franchise quarterback. Come on. What are we talking about here, Jalen?
It has to be accountability, Anthony. And and here's the bottom line. And Hugh said this a few minutes ago. When the games start next week, he's got to play well, and he's got to pick up the blitz. If he doesn't, people aren't going to want to hear, well, he never did it before. Like, it's on him now.
We are going to go as far as Jalen take us, man. That's the bottom line right there, man. Jalen, man, I believe in you, man. Let's go, Jalen. Let's go.
Yes, it is. It's on him now. That's why they paid him this money. All right, Anthony, what do you got for us? A food from a different state we should try. What do you got?
Food from a different state, man. Around the Bay Area, man. It's pretty big out there. They got the food trucks with the hibachi, man. It's awesome, man. Pretty good.
Where is this? California Bay Area?
Yes, the Bay Area.
Yeah, I like that. I'm a hibachi guy. Anthony, we appreciate the phone call. So food trucks in the Bay Area. What do you got? You got some info on Brazil?
They have massive wildfires over there. This the headline for the story, because I let y'all know I ain't going crazy, because I know people in the car like, he making this stuff up. Wildfires and disease spikes overshadow Packers versus Eagles pregame in Sao Paulo. That's what I'm just trying to tell you. So Josh,
you were the one asking me about a disease.
No, I'm saying I'm not saying like you had the disease, but I thought we were
I thought that's what you were inferring. That Kyle came back from Brazil with a disease.
I didn't mean like Kyle went to Brazil and caught something. I didn't mean that.
I'm looking at a freeze.
Just trying to we were talking about the story. I'm trying to see what the disease is, but it's something. Just be careful, man. Josh, just be careful, dog.
I can only imagine.
Can I offer
bottled water?
A very simple form of advice for anyone next actually going. Just have some common sense. It's probably going to be okay. I mean, I think we're going a little overboard. In fact, I think the Eagles are probably talking too much about
this. The air quality has come down drastically, and many are forced to wear masks whenever they are out of their homes. respirator diseases are on the rise. Hospitals are reporting 20 times more patients.
All right,
than
scary
the
Hugh over
number.
Here.
Well, so I got a phone call that said they're overreacting to the Brazil thing. Like, it's if you've ever been to North Philly, like, you'll have no problem going to Sao Paulo. And I'm like, well,
what does that
I
mean?
Wouldn't want my football team to play. Like, North Philly isn't exactly a glowing. No offense to North Philly, and there's some nice spots in North Philly, but like
that's not
exactly the greatest reputation that I want to just like copy and paste for Sao Paulo, Brazil. You know, like
yeah. Look, there's two parts to this. One,
we could compare it to a nicer area of the city and make me feel better.
There's
all
two
I'm
parts.
Saying.
One, all the fans from here going, and I hope everyone is safe and has a good time, and it's just be common sense. The second part is the players. And I'm telling you, the team that handles this better, I'm excited to listen to some of the Packers when they do their press conferences the next couple of days, if they're talking a lot about this. Like, it's a distraction, sure, but you got to deal with it. It's on the schedule, right? The Eagles and Packers are on the schedule in Brazil. What are they going to do? They got to go, they got to play a game.
I mean, you got to play. Just stay in the hotel, man, and get you some bottled water and make sure you keep what you consume to a minimum. I wouldn't eat, like, listen, I'm saying this and I'm being dead ass serious. I would not eat nothing that I did not bring with me. So I would bring a whole bunch of protein bars for 2 days.
Protein bars?
They
have to play a game on Friday.
And potted meat. I would bring me some spam.
Don't you think the Eagles? No, you better not be bringing spam.
The hell if I'm not.
Spam good, man.
I'm gonna bring some spam.
How are you gonna
bring
cook
some
the
chicken?
Spam?
Hey, listen, go to what's that? Walmart. Get you a couple of those cans of chicken and some tuna, and I for 3 days and some bottled water, and I'm taking that with me.
Don't you think the Eagles are catering?
And I'm gonna take H baths.
You're not.
I'm taking H baths. I'm not taking no real baths. I'm gonna hit the hot spots and keep it moving.
Don't you think the Eagles are catering food from a place?
No, I'm just saying they
deem
but
safe.
Where they getting the water? Are you boiling the water? Are you taking the water with you?
You're talking about bringing spam in your bag to Brazil.
I'm trying not to bring nothing back with me that didn't come with me.
His bag's going to reek. It's going to all spoil.
I'm not going to have it in my regular clothes, but I'm bringing an extra bag. I'm going to bring a cooler or something.
Your advice is going to crush the Eagles. I can see the headline now. Smelly, famished Eagles.
Tuna fish.
Sluggish out the gate against the Packers.
Tuna fish and crackers. You'll be all right. You can survive off of that for 3 days.
But they could get real food.
And get you some of those big things of water and take those with you.
I think you're overacting with the shower business. Just take a shower.
I just got a call from Herb who said, stop scaring everybody.
Yeah, I'm not trying to scare anybody.
You are.
You already go? You're going. You're still going. You pay money. You're going.
Yeah, but want to play with me?
I'm just saying. No, Herb's scared.
People are trying to get ready for their trip here.
I got advice for the people in Brazil. Don't mess with Herb.
First of all, can I just say this? Who going to Brazil and don't know what's going on over there before they book this trip? Like, who does that? Like, I don't go anywhere and not know the lay of the land before I go. So if you just now hearing all this, then shame on you. Like, seriously, if you're getting nervous now, they've been talking about this forever.
Yeah, but you're telling people they can't shower in their
I'm
hotel.
I'm just saying, if they're talking about the air quality ain't good and they got all this other stuff going on, I'm not using the water. Uh-uh.
I'm just glad you didn't have to play in Brazil. You would have not brought your A game.
Man, I'd have been
Stinky Douglas.
I know.
I'd have been all right for 3 days. You can do anything for 3 days. Not take a shower would be one of them.
That sounds like a
smell
bad
like
idea.
Spam and yeah. sweat.
Ugh,
no, because I just hit the hot spots. Hit the hot spots, get a towel, get me some of this water, soap up real quick, and just, you know, wipe yourself down.
I think the shower thing's a little over the top.
No, let's go
to Derek.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.